FM,
DAB,
and online at bbc.co.uk/Berkshire.
This is BBC Radio Berkshire.
The American singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega is heading to the Anvil Basingstoke. It's Thursday as part of a European tour 2012, always making a mark with remarkable lyrics such as Luca and Marlena on the Wall, Tom's Diner. I caught up with Suzanne just before she left her home in New York for the tour, and I asked her, when she goes on tour, how does she feel?
I feel great. I usually feel rushed because I always wait till the last minute, but I really enjoy it, and I've always loved touring the UK, so I feel excited and usually a bit stressed. You know, I try to make sure I have all the socks I need and all the long-sleeved shirts.
Yes, because I've always wondered, you know, as a performer, what do you pack when you're going on a long tour? You know how long it's going to be. And the thing is you are moving completely lock, stock and barrel for quite a while when you go on tour, aren't you?
Yeah, usually it's between 5 and 8 weeks when I go to the UK and to Europe. So you never get to do your laundry. So you really have to bring all the socks you'll need and all the other bits.
Socks are important to you, obviously.
Socks are important. Well, because I went on tour once and forgot to bring any.
Oh, right.
And it's colder over there and damper than it is here in New York. So you want to make sure you brought all of that stuff. And then you also pack what you want to wear on stage. And you try and pack for comfort, but also for a bit of show. Just try not to forget anything.
Yes. When you sort of cast your mind back to your sort of first tour outside of the USA, I mean, you know, people knew about you. You know, you were going to be performing to, as it were, friends, people who knew your music, etc. But did you still have any doubts? Because, you know, audiences are different around the world. Each country, must, you know, probably each state in America, the audience is always different.
That is exactly right. I remember being in a panic the first time I went from New York to Boston, and thinking, I really don't think they're going to understand me over there in Boston. And they did, so that worked out well. And then my first tour of the United States, I was happy that it did really well. But I remember vividly my first time playing in the UK. I think it was at the London School of Economics to 300 people, and I had just had all my clothes stolen, actually, from Paris. Somehow the cab driver never unloaded my suitcase.
Oh, right.
And it went missing. And I remember, so there's photographs of me from that gig where I was wearing my boyfriend's clothing.
And his socks. We're back to the socks again.
Probably.
Gosh, no wonder it haunts you.
It haunts me. It really does.
I really, when I started that question about what do you